Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to BiteRadio.me's The Mystical Crew Show. For network or show information, visit www.biteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, The Mystical Crew Show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Mystical Crew Show. It is a 90-minute show today, and we have on our show one of my very special guests. It's psychic medium, or the happy medium, Mary Lazaro Back. Mary asks for her highest guidance and offer her clients and the information that they need to make make positive choices in their lives. Mary easily tapped into past lives, spirit guides, angels, and the dearly departed. She is especially attuned to helping people work through grief and loss of loved ones by reconnecting them on a spiritual level. Upbeat and joyous and always happy, Mary is very enthusiastic when talking about these topics, and she currently offers readings in person and via telephone and Skype. You can reach Mary at the email mjjrosebuds@hotmail.com. And you can also find out Mary at her website, which is www.maryback.com. And that's MaryBach.com. And let me go ahead and bring in the happy medium, Mary. Hey, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
It's good to hear your voice again. Thank you. You as well. And, you know, it's always fun having you on the show, and I really appreciate you taking the time. And I do want to also let people know that, again, if you call and book a session with Mary, be sure to either have her let me know or you let me know that you did that, because I've started a 5-star support list here of people who actually book. Well, you know, Mary, I really appreciate people who support my guests, you know, and people who do that, and I've got a list, but people who do that, and I check it twice. Well, yes, as a matter of fact, if you call in and I check that list and you're on it, then you get bumped up to the top of the list, no matter how long anybody's waiting.
Perks for the perky. So, there you go.
Yeah, well, you know, I think one good support deserves another. So I just wanted to let you know about that. That's something that I've started and I've got. And again, you know, Mary, if anybody books with you or when they book with you, you know, either you let me know or just tell them to let me know, because
I'll let you know.
Okay, great. So, Mary, what's been going on with the last couple minutes? Not couple minutes, couple months.
Well, let's see, I sat down, I had a drink of water. Let's see, right now my son is somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean. He's flying on his way with some other students from his class on their spring break. They're going to Greece, and then they're going to be spending some time in Italy. And that's very exciting, because he's just turned 17. His birthday was this week, and we've been waiting for this a long time and saving up for it for a long time and eagerly anticipating it. Now it's coming into reality, and it's just magnificent to have him have this experience.
I wish I was there with him.
Oh, yeah. So this is his first plane ride ever, which is very exciting, and, you know, his first time away from home for longer than 4 days, so this should be interesting. But he's put me on standby for Skype. Mom, if you're on Skype every night between 2 and 5.
I was going to say, you know, that's always good to have Mom handy.
I'm just going to sit here by the phone.
Well, that's good.
He's going to Pompeii. Think about the energy there. Think about, oh, my heavens. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have to be amazing, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's a little scary, too, and horrifying, you know, but definitely.
Well, yeah, you know, as long as Vesuvius stays kind of quiet and, you know, I think it'll be fine. So.
And my daughter just had her first production at her college, and she got a mention by name in the review, so we're very thrilled about her. So right now, I'm the happiest person on the planet, because my children are both busy fulfilling their dreams, and I can't think of anything that makes me happier than that.
That's great. a little bit of an empty nest, but that's okay too, you know.
That's okay.
Those birds have to fly.
And empty nests are quiet nests, and we like that.
Well, good. Well, listen, you know, one of the things that if people haven't had the chance to hear you before, one of the unique ways that you kind of focus in and get energy is using crayons.
Yep.
And today I hear what we have raindrops as the theme for tonight.
Well, it's pouring rain over here. It has been all day. It made for a drippy goodbye at the school today when the bus left for my son. But, yeah, it was 70 degrees earlier this week. I was outside barefoot doing some trimming of rose bushes, and now I'm inside shivering. I'm wearing leg warmers and socks and two shirts. And the heat is on, and I'm still shivering. It's that kind of damp, raw day. So
I filled
my page with rainbow color backgrounds and my big – My little raindrop shapes ready to take the pictures we're going to draw. So I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, that's great. And, I was just going to say, and the one thing that I will just mention is that I have had a couple people contact me afterwards, after hearing you and seeing your pictures and the rotating pictures that I put on the show page. Mm-hmm. But since then, I've had a couple of people who said that they've actually picked up crayons, that they hadn't, since they were children and actually just allowed themselves the freedom to just play with that. And
that is magnificent.
Yeah.
I'm hoping everyone who's listening, do you have your crayons out? Do you have your felt tip markers in your paper? Because you can color right along with us.
Yeah, that's good.
Why not, right? If you could be getting images and impressions too, then see how smart you are, see how intuitive you are. Because there's nothing that I'm doing here tonight that any one of you can't do yourselves. Because we're all humans. We're wired the same way. We have the same neurological systems, and we have the same chakras and energy systems. So if I can do this, so can you. Some people are better at computers than others. I'm just better at intuition because I've worked at it. And I'm sure if I worked on my Spanish, I'd be better at Spanish too. But I choose what my
language
is.
Sí.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sí.
Yeah.
Sí. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think, that's one of the key points is that, it's a great way to put down on paper, those impressions that you receive, as far as instead of just trying to keep them in your head and trying to make sense of them.
Yeah, I just draw them out.
Okay. All right. Well, again, we're going to have a 90-minute show, so we have plenty of room for callers, so feel free to call in if you'd like. The number is 619-789-4359. And we're going to have probably just a short commercial break about halfway through the show. And, so why don't we go ahead and start taking calls? All right. And the first caller is a Skype caller. So Skype caller, we got two of there, but the first one you've been waiting for a while. So can I get your name and location, please?
Sure. My name is Patty, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Patty.
Hello,
how are
Patty
you?
From New York.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering if you had any messages from Spirit or messages around my career.
Career. The first thing when you said career is I just saw a butterfly coming out of its cocoon, which to me is talking, but it seems to be saying that you're going to be having a completely different life in your career. This is a very busy time energetically for our planet, and it's a very tumultuous time in that many of us are changing homes and family arrangements and jobs, and it feels as though you are going to be able to fly. You're going to be able to, I want to say, as soon as your wings are a little dry, don't rush. There's an opportunity that because from where you are now, from where you're headed, you can see clearer than you could before when you were like the caterpillar, mumbling around and munching on leaves. And certainly that was important in what you were doing before fed you and nourished you. But now it feels as though you are at a different level. You're at a different perspective, and you can see opportunities that maybe you couldn't see before or that you hadn't considered before. So I'm feeling, I'm getting this whole butterfly montage of pictures, you know. The butterfly has to break itself out of the shell. This is not something that someone can do for you. You have to yourself break free of your chrysalis and look about and get your bearings and realize you have wings and let them dry before you fly off. And, you know, just this whole garden of flowers before you, you know. So it feels as though you're in a very good, productive place right now. But it's something that you have to make a decision for you. I feel as though people have been, or you have been asking other people about possibilities or what they're doing, and it feels as though you're fearful about taking some steps on your own. But I can see this wall of flowers here for you, options and nourishment, and I think you are going to be just fine once you take a look around you and you recognize what is before you.
Actually, it's interesting. I've been presented with two different opportunities, and I'm waiting to hear.
Okay. I think there are more opportunities than just those. That's good. That's very good. Good. You know, don't be afraid to take the road less traveled is what, you know, that that poem that comes back is, that'll make all the difference. You'll be successful whichever one you choose, but it feels as though if you take the one that makes you have a little shiver of, oh my goodness, how exciting, you know, how daring of me, what am I doing, am I up to this? But I think, yeah, you're up to it. I think it's definitely something that you don't have to feel safe all the time to be able to make good choices and make progress.
Okay.
So it's time to stretch a little bit. Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Patty, for calling.
Enjoy your weekend.
Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, definitely go with the one that gives you shivers, huh?
Yeah, that's the one that gives you shivers. Sure. I know the spirits are there.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. And definitely overcome that fear, huh? That's an important aspect.
Or it's the safe thing. You know, it's easy to do the safe thing, but the safe thing isn't always what's right for you to do, and that's okay. I'm not advocating jumping off of buildings here. I'm just saying that stretch a little, you know?
That's it. Yeah, okay. Physically safe, but that's okay. Challenge.
Yep.
All right, let's go ahead. We'll move on to the next one is Phyllis, and she's calling from Southern New Jersey. Hello, Phyllis. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thank you. How's everyone?
Oh, we're fine.
We're great, thank you. How about yourself there? Yeah.
Not too bad, thanks.
Good.
I'm glad that I got through. I don't really know what I mean, I have the usual questions. I mean, well, maybe they're not the usual. I want to know about love. I want to know about work. I want to know that kind of thing. But most importantly, if there's anything in the forefront that I need to know.
You know, I feel like you're a little off balance. I feel as though you are energetic and you're raring to go, but I kind of feel like I want you to tie both your shoes first before you take off. You know, it feels like I'm getting something with your feet. I don't know if your feet are hurting or if it's just your it feels as though your feet aren't totally solid on your ground just yet. And part of that feels like it might be nutritional, that you need to put more feels like greens, feels like more proteins as well. I don't, if there's sugar or if there's carbonated beverage in your life, I think it's a good day to let those go away or at least lessen them considerably.
But I don't drink any of that, and I'm a vegetarian.
Okay, good.
So
good. How are we doing with like caffeine? Are we getting rid of that?
No, I actually do drink some caffeine, but I'm not. It's not over. I'm drinking a cup of coffee right now, which I never have at night. But, which is funny, but I don't usually drink it at night. So.
It feels as though you have these spiritual guides that are around you, and they are almost like with the butterflies, like they're fluttering around you. But they can't land because you're not still. So if you can, don't cut cold turkey so you give yourself those headaches, those god-awful headaches, mm-hmm. but try to cut down the amount of caffeine, because I feel as though once you also if you begin, I don't know if you can already do something like meditation or yoga, if you do something else mm-hmm. that causes you to be focused and grounded, and even to sit still and breathe, even if it's just 15 minutes just following your breath, I feel as though once your body starts quivering and once you feel more grounded, that's when you're going to feel more connected. It's almost like having a loose plug. You know, your light's on, but it's flickering. I want you to plug in more firmly to your grounding, to the energy of the earth, and to your own sense of yourself as a spirit and a body. You know, okay. And I always use the analogy of the shaken bucket. If you got a bucket of water and it's shaking, it's still a bucket of water, but you can't see a reflection in it. And once the shaking stops and the water is still, you can see truly in the reflection what it is that your world is made up of.
Okay.
Like, I want you to just, like, settle gently into yourself and connect, the earth through your feet and bring the earth energy up into you. Like, Tai Chi would be great for you. I don't know if you've ever done that.
Well, I do meditate a lot. I haven't been exercising as much as I normally do, but I still do. My mom passed away in January, and I'm living.
Okay.
And when you said the soda or carbonated and caffeine and all that, it just made me think of her, because she was, you know, always having difficulty sleeping and always drinking soda. It was always something that we kind of argued about. So it just made me think something about that. But no, I'm trying to figure out. Right now, everything is like all. I can't. My mind can't settle on just one thing because I'm trying to tie up a lot of loose ends,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not getting any help. So
yeah, that's.
I don't know if that's what you're getting.
Well, I'm feeling like I said, like it's ungrounded and like shaken. You know, I want you to. Mm-hmm. You don't feel solid and steady. It's like if a good strong wind came by, you would have a hard time keeping your balance. You know, you're not ready to take on any more because you're just like I'm saying. You're. It's like I feel like your feet are touching the ground, but like you're not standing on your heels. Like it's almost like you're being lifted by a balloon and your feet are grazing the ground, but you're not solid on it. I want you to pull yourself still. You know what? I think part of this is fear. And I think this is something from when you were very young, and this feels like something like abandonment with mom, but your mom hasn't abandoned you because she's still right with you there. And I think two things are going to happen when you are able to settle down in your mind and just allow yourself to know it's safe to be here. It's safe to be in your body. It's safe. And you don't need your mom to make you feel safe, even though that's what she did for you as a young child. She made you feel safe. I feel like I'm running into their house looking for my mom and I can't find her and I'm scared because she's not there. So I feel as if I want to sit down, like, on the grass and look at the sky and know between the sky and the earth I'm protected. And
okay.
And I also feel as though once you do able to settle down and to feel more comfortable in your skin and solid in your body, then that's when you'll be able to access your mother's energy as well. And you'll be, and that's kind of ironic. When you want to get her energy, you can't see her because the bucket's shaking. But once you can calm down and still your water, then you can see her reflection. She's right there behind you. Like I want to say, she's got her hands on both your shoulders. You know.
Okay.
So breathe. You know, breathe in. If you have a sense of, if you have a sense of a clenching, like you feel your mother's energy and you feel like this, she's right there in the room with you and you go, oh, and you kind of like gasp and you close up and you clench up and you kind of curl into yourself because you're like missing her and that's grief. It's like pushing her away. It's like squeezing the water out of the cloth. I frequently use the image of, did she have heart issues?
She did.
I'm seeing a beating heart. Okay. All right, she's here. She's right here, honey. She's right here.
I feel like she's here. When she first passed away for several weeks, I couldn't feel her. This house felt really strange, and I didn't even want to be here. Now I want to be here. I'm trying to I have three siblings. They live far away.
Yeah.
Trying to pay all this stuff and clear it all out by myself, and I want to try to figure out a way to buy the house from them. I'm not sure that that's going to happen. I'm trying very hard, and I keep getting not off of my goal, but every once in a while I just lose sight and I go, this is never going to happen. So I don't know how much energy to put into it, and then I get a little depressed.
Why do you, I feel like, so I want you to say, why do you need the house? Do you need the house or do you want the house?
I feel this used to be our summer home. My parents are divorced.
Oh.
I've always wanted to be here. But I don't need, I mean, I need a place to live. I've been living here for over 3 years, but I don't need the house. I mean, I'm not at a, like, I feel like this is where I'm supposed to be, but maybe not.
Okay. Well,
go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying it feels though until your mother's estate is totally settled that gives you the space you need to be there until everything is taken care of.
Well,
and
that's thing. I'm the one in charge of it, and it really nobody's helping me. I have three other siblings, and I'm not the oldest. So.
Well, here's the deal. If you are there and you are in charge of it, and you are living in the house, then it seems to me then that we can turn that around to be a very good thing. Is that if they are not willing to participate, then they can't criticize you if it's taking a long time to sort out mom's things and you know, clear out and clean out, because you have your life on top of trying to sort out her things. So that it seems to me that you just need to just settle down and nestle and, you know, hunker down and be there and continue your life and do the mom's house things. Give yourself, like, a schedule when you will do it. And then when your hours are done, stop. You know? That's where that shaking unsettledness comes from. It's like you're almost, like, frantic with having to think about when you're going to do this. Well, what you can do then is give yourself a schedule. If you can't eke out more than 4 hours a week to do it, then don't do more than 4 hours a week. Put yourself on a schedule. Give yourself, if you're living in the house, that's fine. Live in the house. Go grocery shopping, clean the house. Do what you do. Maintain your lifestyle as you do. But when you are up, it's 4 o'clock on Saturday, and I work at mom's house from 4 to 7 Saturday nights, and that's when you put in your hours, and that's when you tackle, well, today I'm going to do this filing cabinet. Tomorrow it's the desk. The day after that, it's this closet. Don't let it overwhelm you, and don't let the pressure from your siblings or your own pressure to move on or buy the house.
Yeah.
If you're
then
you're the one in charge. Take that as a blessing.
Yeah.
That, you know, no one's going to bother you, hang over you, and you can keep a log and say, listen, this is what I'm working in the house. Pay yourself by the hour. Take that off what they owe you for that. We owe them the house.
Yep.
Get creative.
Okay. Okay.
Don't be afraid. Your mom's
right there behind you.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Okay. Boy, that is a tough one. And, you know, sometimes it's the pressures that we put on ourselves that, you know, sometimes, you know, those self, you know, inflicted, you know, commitments or even, you know, the fear of being criticized for not doing enough quickly enough and, you know, that's...
Well, if she's the one doing anything, then it's in her timeline.
Yep.
No one can criticize her because she's the only one doing anything about it. I think that's a brilliant solution. She just has to look at it and say, hey, I'm the only one doing this. That means as long as it takes, you know?
That's it.
And
if
when the siblings complain, hand them a broom and a garbage bag.
Get busy, honey.
Thanks for helping.
Exactly. Okay.
And it's
okay,
not easy,
well,
too, because this is your family you're going through, and this is your mom's things, and you're going to find your old report cards, and there's a lot of emotional work with it. It's not like you can just go in there and clean. You have to read through things. You have to see what's important, and that emotionally is very exhausting.
It is. Yeah, that's a very challenging thing to do, but But I think Phyllis is going to be fine with her mother there right behind her, you know,
and just settle in.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're going to go ahead and move on to Oregon, and it's Elizabeth from Oregon. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi. I'm wondering about my love life with my relationship with my boyfriend. I'm wondering what you see or how I can improve things.
Hmm. Does he have a D in his name? Is that his first initial? I'm getting
No, but let's just say that there's another woman and her name begins with a D.
Okay. Cake is a funny thing. You could have as many slices of cake as you want to, but what it comes down to is how are you going to divide up that cake? You know, if you like, you get a slice and he's got a slice for her, and you know his. I'm as long as she's still there with her plate, I don't think you're going to get much more cake.
Yeah, she's married, and she's been interfering in our relationship for 8 months. She's been pursuing him relentlessly, and
yeah,
I told her to back off, and she won't.
I'm not feeling like he's telling her to back off, though.
Exactly. They start going out as friends and hiding their pictures.
So why do you want to be with a man who has no problem with a married woman approaching him?
Mary, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, Mary. Sorry.
This is one of those deem yourself worthy of a healthy relationship deals. You know, it's not your job to tell her to back off. She's got married. She's married. She has vows. It's her job to keep her vows. If she's got wandering eyes and she's looking at him, that's her thing. But he's looking back, and he's not saying, what are you, nuts? You're married. He's not saying, what are you, nuts? I'm involved in a relationship here. No.
Well, he told me he told her that, and then she continued and continued and continued, and she is telling him what he wants to hear, but other people have seen the other side of her, and she's very vindictive, and I think she's wanting to get a divorce from a husband, and she's literally looking at him as a meal ticket.
Well, again, that's her. Now, what about you? Would you deserve a healthy relationship? Do you deserve a healthy relationship, first of all? Does this feel as though it's a healthy thing?
No, it's not a healthy thing to deal with, but he had brought up the plans of getting married, and we were going...
Elizabeth, first of all, you said that you want a healthy relationship, and then you started with a but, and then you said that, you know, there's like a couple buts in there, and it's kind of like you're settling for some things that... You know, you agree isn't really healthy for you. You know, it's, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, everyone has the right to choose. But recognize the fact that you might be setting yourself up to get in a relationship with someone that you know that's not healthy, that you know has difficulty dealing with other women coming onto him. I mean, you know, you set yourself up for a whole bunch of heartache. And if that's what you want, you know, that's your choice. But, you know, I mean, right now, you know, you kind of have to decide, you know, really what it is that you want. Is that right, Mary? Is that kind of like...
Yes, exactly. Also, too, it's hard. It's really hard, especially if you've invested time in this gentleman. If you have feelings for him and you have a history with him and you can't imagine your life without him, well, I got news. You had a life without him before you met him. And it went along perfectly well. And it feels to me as though this is just one brick waiting to fall on your head, dear. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those, ask yourself truly and completely. If you need to write down a column of pros and cons. Are you better with him in your life or without him in your life? Because it sounds to me like if you're starting off and he's so busy looking at her that she's not the problem, sweetheart. It's this man who's not, you're involved in a relationship that doesn't feel like he is. So my best unasked for advice would be to shake the dust from your feet and move on. Make a list of your qualities and why you are a wonderful person. Write a list of all the qualities you deserve. What does a healthy relationship look like? You know, when you get that gnawing cold feeling in the pit of your stomach and you feel like you've got to do something, that's bad. That's the gnawing cold feeling. That doesn't happen in a healthy relationship where you have trust between you and you have a certain affection between you and you don't have to worry about what someone else may be doing to manipulate him because he's part of it.
Right.
She wouldn't be involved in his life if he didn't allow her to be. So it says, that says to me, he's not in any way prepared to have a singular relationship with anybody. And it's hard to say don't take it personally because it's you and it is personal and your feelings are very hurt. But this is like, you know, it's like Wile E. Coyote. He always gets the Acme box. He always strings up the pulleys. But you know, it's going to fall on his head. He's going to go over the cliff. He's going to get exploded. It's just, you can
yeah.
tell. You know,
yeah.
this is Coyote
yeah.
here. This is someone that's not trustworthy and, you know, will tell you enough and give you enough line to let you, you know, stay in the string. But no, it doesn't feel like anything but like heartache and eventually you'll end up without him anyway. So I would say save yourself the heartache and, you know, move on. And if that means not answering texts, and not being on Facebook and not, you know, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's easy for me to say. But having done that myself, and I mean, I had a 5-year on again, off again. It finally had to be me that just walked away and said, forget it, because if I leave up to him, he's always going to keep bouncing back. It was very easy for him. I adored him. Of course I wanted him back. Of course. Of course I'll come get you, darling. Of course I'll buy you dinner. You must be hungry, yes. All that skirt chasing is so exhausting. No. It was hard, you know, but it wasn't good for me.
Okay, Elizabeth, we're gonna have to move on. We got a bunch of other callers, but definitely look at that and really look at you know what you deserve, you know, and that healthy relationship. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Good
luck, sweetheart.
Boy, yeah, that's a tough one, but
that's so hard.
It is one of those. Yeah, it's one of those. You know, it is when you know when love's involved.
The energy is just so. It's the energy. She's so wonderful. And he is so not worthy of her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this next caller I know for a fact is not going to talk about a boyfriend.
Right.
Robert. Hi, Robert. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Now, how do you know that was you, Chris?
You just ruined it because I was gonna do a little joke and say, hey, I needed to make the chat room laugh and Robert fall off his chair. So I'm gonna ask about my love life, and then I was gonna say it's just a joke, but Robert preempted me and ruined any, destroyed any choice, any chance of that gag working today. So. Anyway,
This is Chris. She has a wonderful show here on Blog Talk every night from 10 to midnight, the 12th period of time.
Laugh. That's wonderful.
Doesn't she? Yes.
That's a great. You should record that and use it whenever you need it on the online.
Well, you know, just go listen to my archives.
Oh, yeah. Every
archives.
Night. I don't know how she does it, but anyway,
you
it's
know,
wonderful.
There was a local radio show not too long ago that had a feature called the Dirty Joke of the Week. They'd ask you the riddle on air, and you had to call up for the answer, and then they would record your response to it and play that back over the air. So there was one woman called The Laugher that she called up, and she had this gravelly, really low, husky, I've smoked way too many cigarettes in my life kind of voice, and she had this laugh that was hysterical. hysterical. She'd start laughing, and then he'd start laughing. Pretty soon, you're laughing. You're driving your car. You have no idea what the joke was, but just hearing her laugh was. I never called in for the answer. I didn't need to. As long as the laugher called in, I had my laugh for the morning.
The laugher.
The laugher. The dirty joke of the week every Friday morning. Anyway, what
well,
can I do for you, Chris?
Listen, I haven't got a clue. I mostly called because I want to see later on. I want to see what picture you drew. But there, you know, I'm too honest for my own good sometimes. But you know, I think that you know, what? Let me just ask it this way: if anybody, either my guide or guides or a crossed over person, has any guidance or advice for me, work wise.
Work-wise?
Yeah.
Okay, two things. The first thing was drink more water, which always comes in, but mostly because I think I think maybe at work your whatever the heat is there or whatever the situation is there, the air system, it dehydrates you more than you realize, so drink more water. Not coffee. Coffee doesn't count. Water. Drink more water. The other thing is someone taking credit for your work?
That has, that has been the past. I'm mostly not working, and I haven't been for a long time, although I work very hard, if you can make any sense out of that.
No, you're a hard worker and you're hardly working. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Nobody works, nobody gets hurt.
All right. You know, I keep seeing this green wooden door. I'm seeing a green wooden door. I don't know if it's an actual door. Do you have an interview for something coming up? The green
not
feels like
it's scheduled, but okay.
It feels like there's a green door, but it leads outside.
Okay.
Like it's, so, you're in an office to be interviewed, but the whole idea is to go outside and you're working outside.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I don't even know what you do, and that's okay. I don't even know what you do. But it feels as though this green door, I think that's maybe why it's green, too. It leads you outdoors, and that's where you're going to be. It doesn't feel as though, I mean, it almost feels like there's a couple different things coming up. It's like one and then three and then two more. Like there's different opportunities that arise, and it's the green door that makes you realize that this is the one you're supposed to pay attention to.
Right,
so it feels
okay,
like
that's...
if you didn't know about the door, you maybe wouldn't pay attention to it as much as you could.
That's right.
Okay.
That's actually like I had written down in my piece of paper while I was trying to craft a question, what should I keep my eyes open for? You know what I mean? And so,
yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I...
Don't you love answers to questions? I love that.
Yeah, no, and so like, and I won't even like, it won't even have to be a green door. If it says green, if it is green, if it's... So, you know what I mean? Like any, I can think outside of the box with that one, but that'll be at least a little hint. Was
a
that
clue,
coming
yeah.
to you from just your own, or was that from a guide of mine, or?
Well, here's the deal. Before Robert even calls me to connect, I talked to my guides and I asked them to find. I said, just connect with the guides whose people need to be, who will be calling, who need to hear something, and allow me to have the image I need. So I don't worry about origin. I know that I've said my blessing and I've invoked my spirits to get your spirits. It's almost like you know, it's like telephone. You know, it's like, tell her a green door. It's a green door. It's a green door. Okay, it's a green door.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, it's a green door. You know, and like, it's like a, you know, how it is. So it's definitely a green door. And for me, I know that I wouldn't have gotten it unless they'd sent it. So that's put
no.
it that way.
No, and my only reason for asking, I'll make that quick, was just because, you know, I've heard every different clue, tip, and everything else about how to get your messages, like, from your guides, you know what I mean? And I just don't know how my, you know, if it's something I should be, like, seeing, thinking, hearing, you know what I mean?
Everyone's so different. For me, it's always been, I get an image. It's almost like if you can just imagine your kitchen, you get a really clear image of it, don't you? mean, you're not
right.
physically seeing it, but you're seeing it really clearly.
Right.
That's how I get images. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'll get a physical pain, or I'll manifest it like just talking to Phyllis. I was getting, my hand was making like a heart pumping feeling. I knew that it was Phyllis's mom's heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I might make a gesture the person themselves made that was characteristic, and I'll know it's a spirit coming through.
Right.
Sometimes if it's a physical ailment, I might feel it in my own body or a tightness.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, it's so someone's dictating words and I hear them. But you know, it's just, however people, I know someone who gets, she gets the words written right in front of her. Like, she just reads them out of clear air,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Everyone is different. So what you might want to do is just, you know, spend some time and sit and say, okay, and just show up. Say, okay, I'm here.
Yeah.
And then you might get a sense of right to write something down. You might get a shiver, a chill that they're there. You might get an image or a word or, ask them for guidance. And the more you ask and became aware and available for it, the more strongly they'll say, hey, well, she's listening, you know. And
okay,
they'll come through.
Cool. Sometimes, all right, well, I don't want to waste more of your time. I know Robert has a ton of college.
You're not wasting my
so.
Time. This is what I do. You call me back. That's how it works.
It is never a waste of time with you, Chris. Chris, and that's always been one of my biggest challenges, too. You know, it's kind of like, you know, from the very first time, like when I met Roy, you know, almost 20 years ago, it was like, okay, how do I know it's my guide talking to me versus my own head? You know what I mean?
No, my own,
right.
my own wishing, my own imagination. You know,
yeah.
The thing is, but then things happen. Like, I'll take an animal card from my deck, and I might get the frog. Okay, I got the frog card. And I read what the frog card says. Like, okay, I'm going to look out today for instances where the frog medicine will be evident. Well, I'm driving along, and I'm stuck in morning traffic, and then there's this lily pad mover, and what do I have on it? A frog right next to me in traffic for 15 minutes. Okay.
Right.
I get to school. I sit down. I have my first student come down. She's got a frog on her T-shirt. You know,
right.
I have a meeting with a social worker. She's wearing frog earrings.
Yeah.
You know, it's the messages will reach you. It's up to us to notice them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, and that's why I thought that was good to ask for, what I should keep my eye open for. And I appreciate your answer and your time. And Robert, thank you so very much. And have a great rest of the show.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. And everybody, if you don't already listen to Chris's show, definitely listen to it. It's a whole lot of fun. She has a great group of followers that really share wonderful stories and just a great group. So I highly recommend you follow Chris's show.
What's her show called?
Her show is called Curious Times. And it's here on Blog Talk Radio. And
sounds like the name of a newspaper. I love it.
Yes. As a matter of fact, she does have a picture of her looking at a newspaper. It says Curious Times on it. Yeah, there you go. So, but, it's always a lot of fun. And I love Chris. Okay. Let's go ahead and we'll take one more call before we have to take a short break. How's that?
Already?
Okay.
Too many
calls. I know. We're already. So much time flies when you're having fun. Okay. The next caller is calling from the 9554 area code. Hello, caller. Can we get your name and location?
Yes, it's Mary, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hey. I love that name.
Yeah, you should.
I do. It's a great name. What can I do for you, Mary?
Well, if you... do you pick up anything regarding health issues? Can you tune into that for one thing?
Mm-hmm.
If there's something going on that I'm not doing or they're not finding, whatever, that can help me resolve this particular
mm-hmm.
issue?
Is this a lung issue?
No. My mother in spirit had serious lung issues.
Lung issues, okay.
Yes.
You have no lung
issues? It always comes
lung.
Through because she had serious lung issues, yes.
Okay. So maybe this is your mom then.
It could be her coming through.
You know what, too? What else is in your family? What else is in your mother's side of the family that we're missing, maybe you don't know about?
Oh,
I feel it's significant. If she's coming through and I'm getting her ailment, I'm feeling as though that might be a sign that there's something hereditary here at work.
Particular thing going on is I don't believe it's hereditary because I don't recall my mother having something like this.
All right. How about your father's side?
Somewhat.
Sometimes what happens is that, you know, it's like almost like genetic counseling to look at not just your mother's side, but
if anything,
side.
It probably would be a little bit on my dad's side, yeah.
Okay.
But not exactly what's going on.
No, but I'm thinking that combined with what's on your mother's side, there might be, you know, it's like you take two medications that interact in ways you never could imagine. I almost feel as though, you know, your mother didn't have this thing, your father does, but then the fact that your mother and your father had you means you have a greater instance or a greater incidence or a greater propensity to having, you know, a complication along those lines. You know, so it feels like check into that, check more. Is there a female relative on your father's side that's still alive that could talk with you, an aunt or somebody?
Yeah, we're both pretty much aware of what
it feels like there's a female relative on your father's side. It feels like an aunt that can talk with her because there's something
not on my dad's side. No, they've passed.
They've all passed. No one of the women, no aunt, no.
Not on my dad's side. No.
No, huh? I feel like there's a. All right, maybe she's coming in spirit then. What do you need?
Well, I mean,
I'm talking to the spook. That's not asking you what you need. I'm asking the spirit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
what I'm feeling
now is... If you don't get anything specific, I could ask something else, but I just
that's
wondered
okay.
if...
I'm sitting here and I'm rocking, and there's definitely a pressure on my chest. So I'm trying to figure out why this is, if it's not lungs, if it's tightening. Is that around your heart? Is this something else that's... Because everything I'm getting feels localized in my chest.
That's not where I have the problem.
Are you having it? Okay.
No, not at all.
All right.
Mm-mm. I know both parents were having problems in that area, so
okay.
It's possible you pick up on that.
I'm just picking up on
that. And my grandmother and me. Yeah.
Is that something you should be checking into anyway?
I don't know, but that's not my main concern. That's not what I'm asking about. But
okay.
If you don't get anything, it's okay. I can ask if you see my financial situation getting and looking a little better and in my home situation.
Do you know what it feels as though I'm sorry I keep going back to my heart and my lungs. Is you having a doctor's appointment soon?
I'm under the doctor on a regular basis.
Okay. All right, I just something, I keep getting, you know, I'm trying to go into the money, but I keep getting the heart and the lungs, so I just want you to be aware that I'm getting that very strongly, okay?
Well,
you do that with what
I was just
doing
in recently, and he did the stethoscope thing, and you know, so I'm not going to dwell on it unless
that's fine, sometimes if I talk about it,
mind, but I won't dwell on it if I don't, you know.
That's good. Don't invite, you know, disaster.
Okay.
Money-wise, it feels like, you know what it feels like? It feels as though there's almost like when the spring comes and things line up, the air is lighter, the scents are lighter, the sun is, there's more sun. It feels like that toward end of spring, early summer, it feels as though there is a lightening, there is a loosening, there is a, I want to say your belt's looser now. You know, it feels as though there is a lightening of concern, of financial concern. You know,
okay, but there is something pending that I'm waiting on, and
feels,
I'm wondering that is going to be significant to help
me. It feels like there's a lightening of like the financial emotional load. It feels like sometime late spring, early June, you know,
around June,
late spring. So yeah, it feels like, you know, that's. I'm seeing calendar pages, you know, flipping. Yeah, it's also feeling like the air I'm getting is not spring air that's heavy with moisture and plant life and growing, but more light, more air, more like the sunshine of the air. You know when you go outside in June and the air just smells sunny and warm? It's so different
that's
from the damp. It's so dim,
like
different from the damp earthiness. Yeah.
Lightening up.
Yeah.
Okay. And by June,
like
that.
It feels like
yep.
late spring, which is would be like mid-June, early June. Because summer doesn't come until like June 21st, right? So, yeah, it feels like a late spring, early summer in there.
Mary, you know what? We really need to take a break, Mary. But look, keep an eye out for that right around that time frame and let us know, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Great. Right. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a break there, Mary. And then when we return, we'll continue on with callers. So, everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you a walk-in, a starseed soul, or a light worker? Are you interested in learning more about these beings? Are you here to help humanity shift into a higher consciousness? If so, you will want to attend the first annual Walk-Ins Among Us conference on May 17th and 18th at the Hyatt Place Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. This gathering of walk-ins, starseeds, and light workers will open a new portal that will raise the vibration of the entire southeastern United States. The speakers will be Carol Parrish, Yvonne Perry, Maxine Taylor, Dr. Tom Good, Brenda Williams, and Rinoli. Be with your own kind and open your personal portal to cosmic awareness. For more information, go to walkinsamongus.org. That's walkinsamongus.org.
Here is what Chris, host of Curious Times, had to say about joy potential.
This story was fun to read with a few twists and turns, yet the experiences and lessons could apply to so many people. Any one of us could be any one of the characters in this story. The author has the ability to deliver some very sage advice and life-changing concepts without the reader feeling like they're being lectured to, and without feeling like they're reading another one of the thousands of self-help books written by spiritual gurus. Thank you for sharing an inspirational message in a very entertaining way, Robert.
For more information or to purchase your Joy Potential ebook or paperback, visit joybook.me. That's joybook.me. Okay, I just couldn't get enough of Chris tonight, so I had to put on that little promo that she did for me, and I want to thank you, Chris, for that feedback on the book, and I appreciate very much your support for that. So everyone, again, welcome for joining us for this special edition of the Mystical Crew Show tonight, and we have my very favorite guest, Mary Lazzaro, back, psychic medium, the happy medium. And you can find out more about Mary at her website, which is www.marybach.com. That's MaryBach.com. And I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. And again, when you book your reading with Mary, do let me know so that I can put you on my special list, because I have somebody coming up that's on that list. So, welcome, Mary. Yep, I have one of those that's getting bumped up to the top after this next caller. But okay, so are we ready for our second half as we're winding down? Okay,
I'm ready. I'm peeling the paper off my crayons. I'm ready to go.
Okay, great. And for you folks, excuse me, when Mary sends me the picture of tonight's show, I will go ahead and put it in the picture in the rotation of the show page. So that if you go back and listen in the archives and you want to see, if you're on the show and you want to see what Mary drew for you, it will be there. So, you know, we'll do that in short time. And for those of you who follow me on Facebook, I'll put it on Facebook and let you know there. Okay, Mary, we're going to go ahead and go to Monique in California. Hello, Monique.
Hello. Thank you, Robert. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Monique.
I want to thank you for your show. I've been listening, and you're just such a pleasure to listen to. So,
thank you.
It's been great. So, Mary, as far as my reading is concerned, I'm wanting to ask about my current relationship and any insight and information that you can give me about that. about this relationship and its future, I guess.
You know what? Just as you began talking, I began getting a lot of shivers and a lot of chills and a lot of sensation that there's spirit here that wants to talk to you. And the first thing, like, we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk to you about your healing possibilities, what you're doing for healing. Have you begun to do things like laying on of hands or Reiki? Have you been feeling energy tingling in your palms or your hands?
No, I've never really considered myself a healer in the way of touch.
Okay.
Or hands necessarily. In other ways, yes.
All right, because what I'm feeling right now is like my hands are shaking, and so it feels as though I feel as though I'm blocking the energy from my hands. So I want you to. I'm sorry, we'll get to the question of your relationship, but right now this is coming like way too strongly. I'm really, my hands are just shaking. Do you meditate? Do you have a particular time of day when you connect with, you know, your whole self, yourself as a soul? Because there is a very, very, very powerful energy with you. It's almost like it's past time. You're supposed to, you can do so much with your hands and sending healing through your hands. It's almost like, I want to say, you don't even have to be in the same room. It's almost like, you know those old holy pictures with Mary and the hands beaming energy? It's like that. You have those minor chakras in your hands, and you have a strong connection with spirit, and you have this very strong natural ability to send healing energy out from your hands and your heart, and you're using your intention long distance to do that.
Now,
something that's ever
shivers.
Been good. That's the truth, Jill. Okay, good. Who else is shivering? Raise your hand in line. Okay. Yeah, this is really strong. It's coming really, really strong. It's like, this is like Red Feather. Do you know Red Feather? It's the Native American you've known. I want to tell you that Red Feather is with you, and he is very insistent that you are a healer, and you're late. You're not like you're in trouble, but it's time for you to use your gifts in earnest. And to, it feels as though you know that people feel better after they've talked to you, after they've been with you, but you just think, well, isn't that nice? Well, it's not just nice. I mean, it is nice, but it's not just your personality, not just your love and your compassion and open-heartedness. It is your ability to heal.
Thank you.
And by focusing your listening and opening your heart and being compassionate to them, you can even feel that energy that whooshes out of your heart chakra goes directly to them and kind of encompasses them in this energy of light and love. Okay, so do that, use that, send it remotely to people you know, okay? I can't tell you this enough. The relationship, you know, you're on your path, and it feels as though, I feel like, is there a string of blue beads? Because I see a string of blue beads, dark blue, like lapis beads for you. Is this any connection with this relationship you're having?
No, I happen to be wearing a blue necklace right now that has blue beads on it.
Okay, what's the connection with these beads? Were these
beads
made of stone?
No, my son gave it to me. He came back from Costa Rica and brought this back.
Okay. Are these lapis? Are these a center precious stone?
No, it's a costume kind of jewelry. Yeah, he went with his high school class.
Oh, that's great. My son said, well, with his high school class, too. Yeah, here, send... All right, well, there's a reason I got the blue beads. Does your son get along with this person you're having a relationship with?
No.
Okay, that's a barometer for you. That's a barometer for you. Not that he has control over your relationships or your choices, but your son is very much like you, yes? And very much knows you, and when he's annoying to you, it's because he acts like you. So if he has a gut reaction that is negative to a person being in your life in an intimate way or long time way, it's okay for you to look at your son and to see what he sees.
Mm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean, you know, don't make any drastic decisions, but I would say that based on my image of these blue beads and the connection I'm feeling very much with my son right now, and your son feels the same way with you, that you need to consider the wisdom of his intuition.
it's funny because I get positive, they're one extreme or another reactions from people in my circle of family and friends. Mm-hmm. And it's either absolutely or definitely not. There's no in between.
Yeah, love them or hate them. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, it really is about, you know, my path, and it really is about my heart. You know, mm-hmm. what does my heart feel and say?
Right.
However, at the moment, we happen to be going through a little bit of a blip, and actually the relationship is expanding and growing.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I'm at that point where it's kind of feeling like it's expanding, but there are some deeper things that I want to make sure are in alignment.
Yeah, I kind of just want to say, like, again, this is Fred Feather. There's this native speaker here, this Fred Feather. I almost want you to not even think about what I'm getting more now is just not even to worry about the relationship, because right now you'd be busy with this other healing stuff. That once you read, is there a bookstore near you that you go to sometimes that's more metaphysical in nature?
Well, I'm actually relocating to a new area, but there is a bookstore right now in the place where I'm at. I'm about to go back to the new relocated area, and I haven't found bookstore there yet. So maybe I'm supposed to go to the bookstore.
Yeah, go there, because I feel like it's not just books, but there's also maybe classes you could take or experiences you can have. And it's okay if this isn't something that anyone shares with you. Right now, this is your time of seeking and of opening yourself and realizing the potential you have to become quite effective as a healer. Because if you're doing it automatically without even consciously doing it, that when mm-hmm. you set your intention to it, you can do amazing things.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. Don't be afraid to explore various different modalities. There are people doing things now with sound and vibrational healing. People are doing things with essences and flower essences. There are people doing things with Reiki and energy healing. People are doing things with all kinds of remote things. It feels as though you just are going to take off with this, and the it's going to occupy your interest and your time and your energy in a wonderful, beautiful way that's going to expand your life in ways you can't even begin to think of now, because it's almost like you're living in three dimensions. You're going to open up into four and then five. It's just ready to blossom for you.
Okay. So you're saying that it's happening soon.
Right now, it's happened. It's begun already. You just have to catch up.
Okay.
It's already happening. I'm just letting you know that,
I'm spending a lot of time trying to find sources of income, because right now I'm kind of homeless.
Okay.
And, so, thinking of starting something, without having a foundation of clients and all that to draw from at this point is that...
Well, it doesn't need
a grounded approach.
You're not going to rent space in an office building right now, but it feels as though if you are able to participate in, check this bookstore, check nearby. It feels like there are health fairs, not wellness fairs, holistic people who are in the holistic field who are meeting together, to share their expertise or to share their knowledge. And it feels as though you become just so comfortable hand in glove in this group of people that's as though you've known them forever. And you're limitless. You're limitless. And again, Red Feather, if you meditate, even before you go to sleep, ask to connect with Red Feather. He feels as though he's a native guide who has known you, and you've worked together before in healing ways.
Mm.
So if you're drawn to native, what? Oh, Bob wants us to stop, Robert. Okay, Dad wants the phone now.
No, I know, but and we do have several more callers. But I just wanted to say, Monique, I understand very much the need of sources of income and that kind of thing. And really one of the important things is to, recognize that, once you align with your gifts and you start to allow those come in, then everything, lots of other things will fall into place. Yeah, fall into place.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of guess the idea is, you know, sometimes we get also caught up in trying to find the source of income, you know, rather than following our gifts or our intuition and that kind of thing. So it's just a different focus, you know.
You don't have to figure it out, Monique. It's all there. All you've got to do is say, okay, and I'm going to, you know, just walk through that door, and it's all there. Okay? Truly.
I totally hear
that. Okay, good. You'll be fine.
Okay.
I'll be calling your show next year this time, okay?
Okay.
Great.
Thank you both.
Right,
thank you, Monique.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love this job. This is the best. Robert, I have to thank you. I get so buzzed on the energy from your call-in show people. I just love them out there. Really, the energy is so positive and just such an uplifting thing. You know.
Yeah, they're a great group of people. And, you know, the one thing about a lot of this is that, you know, even though these people call in with, you know, their specific situations, it really applies to so many people right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's kind of like the same issue, different setting, you know.
Yes.
And the advice that you give can be applied to many different situations.
Yeah, because it's not just the people who get through, whose guides are nudging them forward. It's everyone else who's there, you know, and then the ones who aren't even awake yet who are going to listen to us later in archives. I mean, I've learned a long time ago that I'm not in charge at all. It's just my job to hand out the messages. And
that's it.
I'm just
and it's such a relief, you know, not to have to, you know, hey, you know, to not have to be feel that responsible for being in charge. It's like, hey, I'm the messenger.
And like Greg Souther, it's like, I don't want to talk about that. We're talking about the pelvic healing part. Start like, whoa, okay. Just lined up and excited.
Really? Okay, Greg Souther, she's going to listen.
Okay. She's going, man.
All right. Well, the next caller is another one of those upbeat ones, and this person, I think I have to create a 6-star category because it's David from Vancouver.
Vancouver, who
not only bought my book, but he buys the books of all of my guests that he resonates with, which is a wonderful support. And he is there. I mean, I had a show on recently where the only person there was David. No, David. Thank you, David, for being showing up. You know, so David, you get to move on. So, besides being one of, you know, Mary's
Robert's
fans. Hi, David.
Hi, Mary.
David, how are you? How's the foot, David?
It's okay today.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am just so mystified by the foot. All right. We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
No, I'm mystified by the foot, too. But it's kind of like there's something sacred about it, though. There's something like God's will, you know, I just keep on turning it over to that.
Maybe Monique. Hey, Monique, you still listening? Zap David's foot.
Well, and speaking of that last reading, I'm telling you, talk about resonance. Robert was just talking about resonance. I'm wearing lapis lazuli.
You have the lapis beads on.
I do.
Okay.
I have a ring.
Good. I'm wearing my wonderful lapis heart that I awarded myself for taking care of my mom for 6 days. I had to have some expensive jewelry later, and it's quite a lovely heart, and it has garnets, and I wear it to do readings now.
Beautiful.
So good.
Yeah.
So my lapis calling your lapis. Okay.
Yeah.
So, David, do you have anything new for our interview?
Yeah, I mean, I've been feeling more connected than ever before in my life. I've been feeling more guided, and it's wonderful. It's delightful. I have a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of uncertainty.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, I'm plagued by self-doubt. Everybody is, you know.
Yeah.
I think, to some degree or another, but certainly for me, it can jump out at me, kind of bring me down.
Right.
And so I'm wondering if you see anything in this uncertainty coming up, if you get anything about what might happen. A lot of it has to do with my foot, you know.
Well, the thing with upheaval is it's necessary for change, for clearing out. I'm seeing like big billowing brown clouds of dust, which it does two things. One is it obscures the outcome of things, but also what it also does is it assures you that some things are happening and that things are being stirred up. It's kind of like when you go set out to clean out your closet, the first thing you got to do is make a really horrible mess. And then what happens is as the dust settles, literally, as you decide what is useful and joyful for you to retain and what no longer serves you, what is so far broken you need to get rid of entirely, what may be passed on to others, and then what you yourself are going to keep, it gives you a sense of release, and it gives you a sense of discernment and a sense of accomplishment, as well as being a time for you to make more room in your life for more stuff or more treasure or even for emptiness and even for space. So it feels as though you have a wonderful opportunity now, and the doubt comes from fear, and, you know, fear is what we as humans feel on a really kind of root level. So I would encourage you to connect more firmly with the earth and to draw the energy of the earth up through that foot of yours and the other foot and bring it up into you so you have the chi of the earth to stand with. You know, I want you to feel grounded and connected, and that it's just time for you to sort things out, to let go, release things that no longer serve you, to ask for and to receive the blessings you so richly deserve. I feel like there is a spirit of yours here now with you. Who is this here? Doesn't matter, name, okay. You're being guided, certainly guided, and you're right. The foot is something that serves you in ways that you don't understand just yet, but it will take you to places where that will become clear. Yeah, I'm seeing yellow and some orange, you know, in spite of all the brown dust. So I'm feeling as though there is, you know, light, and I feel there is good energy for you. I feel that the best way to replace doubt with is just use your intention and to be grateful for the opportunity to shake loose what no longer serves you and to release old emotions, old tapes in your head, old relationships, old memories that are damaging to you. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
You have a very strong guide here with us.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm seeing like a green robe, a green blanket. I'm not getting a timeline in earth time with this one. This one could just be someone who comes through as a spirit guide who's never been incarnate before. Do you recognize this entity, this green robed figure?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Then you know that this is nothing to fear, that this is, it's like getting on a roller coaster and you're a little queasy. You're like, oh, I'm up and I'm down. I'm being thrown side to side. Oh my God, upside down. I feel sick. Well, you know, it's going to stop. It's going to happen. It's going to be awful maybe while it's going on, but this ride is about to stop. Okay. So keep your hands inside the car at all times. But just realize that even as you're being tossed around, that's trail you're following now, and that will eventually stop, you know.
Yes.
And you can get off and the next ride, you know, but that's what it feels like, to just know that your outcome is assured.
Ah.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, thank you. Man, you bring up wonderful energies, man. I just love them.
Oh,
getting crowded
thanks.
Here.
Well, thanks, David. And again, I appreciate your support, buddy. Every time that you show up.
Thank you, Robert.
All
delighted
right.
to be here.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you, Mary, whenever you're about ready to come on the show and David shows up, but I always make sure I let him know. It's like, all right, Mary. Like a little cheerleader. So that's great.
Wonderful.
Okay. We have
actually see about wonderful spirits with him.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. He's a dear, dear man. And we've got about 15 more minutes and about three more callers. So I think we should
okay.
be able to, we should be fine.
I've got plenty of raindrops.
There we go. Great. Okay, the next one is Chips. Chips and Salsa, also known as Louise from Kansas. She follows the shows a lot. And anyway, hey, Chips.
Hey, how are you?
Huh? Yeah, good. Thanks.
Chips, huh?
Chips and Salsa are my dog's names.
Okay. Well, what's up, Louise?
I wanted to call you about a job application that I put in today and wanted to see what you picked up about it.
Are there big red letters involved? I see big red letters. Is this a draft of a something? Is this the first round to something different?
Yes,
okay.
It'll be the first round. Mm-hmm.
Well, because I'm seeing, like, back in the days when I was a teacher, you'd often write a report, but it'd be stamped draft because it wasn't the final copy. So I feel like your application was a draft for something. I feel as though the job you applied for is another one opening there as well, and that you might end up being considered for the different job, and that's okay. All right?
Okay.
It feels as though there's another job there that's they'll say, well, this is like the interview for you for this job, but it's really a different job that's available, and don't worry because you can do this. All right, you have the innate ability. Don't let it panic. You're just going to train, and then you'll be fine. All right?
Cool.
Because I feel like your application is stamped draft, and it's not the job you're getting. But that's okay. Don't worry.
Oh,
you don't
wow.
get that one. Okay?
Okay.
Someone's handing you, there's a spirit here in blue handing you a bunch of daisies. That is a very good thing indeed. That is a... daisies are often... Well, what do daisies mean to you?
I'm trying to think who would be looking at daisies.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, it could be a symbolic bunch of flowers, because what are flowers? Flowers are celebration, and daisies are kind of innocence
mm-hmm.
and joy. And it feels as though, you know, you're being handed these daisies by a spirit guide of yours who, you know, is celebrating with you. So it feels as though you're in a place where you are being celebrated and you have cause to celebrate. So,
wow.
You know, that's very good.
Yeah.
Spiritual flowers smell awfully sweet, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 of them. 2, 4, 6. Yeah, there are 8 daisies here. Which means I know I didn't draw them because I never draw even numbers of things. I draw odd numbers of things. That's just me. So, yeah, someone in a blue robe is handing you these daisies. What does daisies mean to you?
Somebody in a blue what?
Robe.
Blue robe?
Like I'm seeing a blue. What I'm seeing is the sleeve, a blue sleeve, and a hand handing you daisies here. I don't see whether the robe is, like, you know, a dress. Or if it's just like a cloak someone's wearing, or if it's just because I want to keep asking what this means to you, because it seems to me that daisies have a meaning for you, a hope and a purpose for you that makes them especially dear.
Wow,
that's what I'm getting. All right, well, don't worry about it; it'll come to you. But it's just that the fact that you're being given this gift of daisies—it's a very hopeful, positive. Loving, lighthearted feel to it.
Wow. I wonder
it feels just like a joyful, like a celebration of a new beginning. Is there, have opportunity to go someplace that's more open, more sky? Sense? Is there, you're going to a place that has more sky.
Well, this job that I was applying for had to deal with a lot of travel.
Okay.
And
bigger sky. Okay. Then that's good. So then, you know, it's just like you have an opportunity to have more sky is how it's being presented to me. And I
that
think
would
that
be nice. I like sky.
Good. More sky for you.
Well, you know, it's funny, too, you know, as you were describing, Mary, the, you know, the robe and that kind of thing, there's a tarot card, you know, that's like a hand that comes out. And I can't remember if it's the Ace of Swords or I think it's Ace of Swords. But anyway, I mean, you know,
and the idea of daisies, when you kept saying daisies, the only thing that I kept thinking of is, you know, they're free and they're wild. You know what I mean? I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's one of those kinds of things. When I think of daisies, it's like, you know, you don't think of them as, you know, manicured and all.
They're
in
not
gardens,
sophisticated
kind of
flowers, right?
Yeah.
And they're not for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you go wild and free. I'll take it. There you go, wild and free.
And eight, of course, is the number of money. So, hey, you know.
Oh, really? Is it?
Yeah.
It takes a village to do a reading. All right, that's good. So eight.
I can go for money and sky and wild and free. I like it.
Wild and free. I'm going to write that in here. Wild and free.
And money.
There you
wow.
go.
Daisy, that's cool.
Wow, Robert, good one. Thank you.
Well, hey,
awesome,
you know. Anyway, that's just, you know, and you know, usually is, of course, what it means to you. But, you know, that's the kind of idea. So, I mean, and if that's the kind of job that you're looking for, something that's going to take you out on the road, I mean, you know, especially in Kansas, you know,
well,
out
you
in
know,
that area,
it
you're
was,
bound to see those.
It's not going to be in Kansas, not that I know
oh.
of. The jobs huh? in Wisconsin, they're based out of Wisconsin.
Oh.
But
they
it
got Scott.
Traveling 36 weeks out of the year of teaching others how to give dementia care, which, you know,
wow.
kind of my passion of doing right by the elderly and the Alzheimer's people. And so I was, you know, really excited to apply for this instructor position. And so, you know, they had me send in their resume, the president of the company, overnight. And I did that this morning and was wondering, you know, they're not going to be looking at all the apps on Monday and wondering if you got a feel on that. So, you know,
yeah.
that's exciting.
Cool.
That's good.
And I
all right.
that Robert was able
I will
to
let
give
you know.
The
thank
tarot
you.
Car meeting.
Yeah.
I have whatever I can get. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jim. All right. I love her. She's just she follows the show, and it's always good to have the followers call in too. So I hope
cool
she gets that.
That's so cool that you have the information and knowledge of tarot to help with the image. You know, that's what's so neat about it. It's not just me, the psychic. It's you've got the intuitive hit to bring up the tarot cards. I mean, that's what's so cool
yeah.
about this. It's not. Everyone can do this. You
right,
all out there
right.
scribbling with your crayons, you can do this too.
That's right. Oh, very true. Okay, let's see. We got down to 7 minutes. Let's go ahead and see if we can squeeze in. We got Kim from Texas. Hello, Kim.
Kim from Texas.
Hi.
Hello, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
What can
I do
for you?
What can
I
do for you, Kim
from
Texas?
Another work question. We are relocating the office in a couple of weeks, and everybody seems to be a little stressed out about the move, but things have been a little tense lately, and I have a feeling it's more than just the move. So what's going on?
Well, okay. I feel as though the move, some people are worried as though the move is not just going to move the business and the boxes and the filing cabinets, but it's going to mean a move for them lower or upper or moving the responsibility or the prestige of the job. It feels as though
right.
there's a lot of politicking going on in the space there, and it feels as
mm-hmm.
though if you play the game and get into the drama of it and the little bit of backstabbing that goes on, then of course you're going to be tense and antsy about it. It's, I just want to say step back from it. Like, don't inhale the fumes, you know.
Right.
Just pack your things. Check behind the filing cabinets. Make sure nothing's fallen back behind there. Just mind your business, mind your details. Be prepared to move. And realize, too, that moving spaces means moving energy. It's also spring now, so the energy is of waking up and stirring. So I think that adds to the anticipation of the move, that things are stirring in the earth and you're feeling that as well, because
mm-hmm.
you're sensing change anyway. So all the changes are kind of coming into sharp focus. I also feel as though there's someone there that likes to stir the pot, that likes to carry tales, that likes to make things up. And if she says it enough times, it's as though they really happened. So I would caution you not to be a part of that little telephone game that goes on.
Yes, you know? I understand that. Yeah.
Step out of it. You know, emails, delete them. Just don't play the game.
Right.
And they might say, "Whoa, what's wrong with her?" And nothing's wrong with you. What's right with you? What's right with you is you. You want to be on stable footing when you're moving, and you want to move
right.
smoothly and efficiently and comfortably into a seamless changeover. Because
right.
There is changing. I think that there's more going on with this move than you're being told, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. But people don't like change of any kind, even if it means a better change. They'd rather have
right.
what they have because they know it, and they're afraid of change. Don't give in to the fear. Just, but there is momentum. You're right. There's momentum building here. Is there? Do you have a blue or a gray filing cabinet in your office? I keep seeing this like four drawer filing cabinet. I want to say it's important to make sure that everything goes with you. There's something either stuck. It's something either stuck in the drawer. Or stuck
uh-huh.
behind or something. Just make sure that you get all the papers out that may be stuck.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So how will the move affect my position?
You know, I think you're in for a happiness, a little surprise,
okay.
a little... it might come in the form of more responsibility or a different title, which therefore may, if it doesn't translate into a pay raise, it may translate into more perks.
Okay.
You know, so be loose with the idea that money is the only way to measure increase in value. Okay.
Okay.
I feel as though some of your colleagues are getting what? What do you mean? More besides what? You know, they're too like carrots walking.
They do.
You know, they're very obsessive and. You know, I would say before you go to work, put a little white light, start your white light inside you and push it outward until you're in a bubble of it, but push it away so that negativity leaves you and is pushed away from you. I wouldn't just
right.
put white light around you because it means you're keeping any negativity that's funded till now. I would start inside you and push out your energy and push it away until this big, white, beautiful bubble of protection is totally encompassing you and push away any negativity or any even things you've held inside your emotions that are stuck in your tissues and I'll let it go, release it. And walk in protected and knowing that they can't, it's like they're bouncing off you like a force field because you don't need that negativity.
Right.
Okay? And their fear only compounds it and you want to protect yourself from that.
Right. Well, I do feel like my managers and the executives are happy with me. It's just, you
they
know,
are.
People below,
yeah, but
people
also,
below
that
me.
Also, that will leave you open to jealousy too and pettiness. So again, shield yourself. And don't panic and don't let get caught up in the drama. And if people are really talking trash and annoying, just stop talking to them. Just really, like,
right.
have your lunch
okay.
at your plants. I mean, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dad's
okay.
calling.
Okay,
let go.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. I know you got it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're down to the last couple minutes, but we did have one more caller, so I do want to take that one. But I do want to let everybody know that we're going to stop streaming in a couple of minutes, but I just want to remind everybody that we have a show tomorrow from 7 to 8 p.m., and it's going to be Maya Rose Nash, and we'll be taking calls for that, too. Maya uses astrology and tarot in her readings, and Maya, I love Maya. We're connected on Facebook, and she's very supportive, very fun, and she always has a wonderful perspective of things. So be sure to join us again at tomorrow from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take this last caller, Mary, and again, we're going to run over a couple of minutes, but that's cool, and I appreciate you staying with me for another minute or so. And that caller is
years
Lisa
years,
from
Robert.
New York. Hey, Lisa.
Hi. Who is this? This is
Lisa.
Lisa
from
Thank
New York.
Thank you so much
Lisa
for taking my call. That's all right. How are you, Lisa?
I'm doing okay, Really doing work and everything and trying to get myself organized.
I gave it up.
So
what can I do for you?
Well, Well, I wanted to know what you pick up about me for a long-term love.
I'm smiling over here, long-term love. Okay, there is a path leading through the woods right now. I'm seeing you on a path, and it's going between trees, and there's parts that are in light and shadow, and there's dappling of sunlight, and there's not a lot of steep places, no rocky places. It feels very smooth and very pleasant to be on this path of yours. So that being said, what I want to urge you to do is to stay on your path, to pay attention to where you are putting your feet down, appreciate the things you pass, and, you know, if you're on your path and truly doing, serving your gifts that you've been giving and working along in ways that satisfy you, then meeting your partner on your path is inevitable. Okay? Because it's when we leave our path to try to force things or to seek out the perfect relationship or that we get distracted and frustrated and things don't work because we left the path. But if you can stay in your path, if you can have a sense of yourself and your talents and what your mission is, then stay on your path. And the soul that agreed to come into you, your life and be on your path with you, as if this person is on this person's own path, then that is how it works. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel like I definitely do understand that. Like, that's one thing I know. I'm not questioning whether they're coming or not. I'm definitely not questioning that.
It's just a when question.
I'm sorry?
It's just
yeah, it's
when
more like
question.
A when and a, not necessarily like date and time, but like,
right, but
yeah, it's kind of like more like when and I guess like looking at who, but like not like their name or anything, but I guess I'm just trying to see like what I'm around because I'm very open and tomorrow mm-hmm. I'm heading to an event. It's a business event, but I meet a lot of men through the business that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wanted to know, I guess, what are you picking up in my circles or what are you picking up for me tomorrow? I'm not asking if someone's going to be there tomorrow. I'm just saying, like, I guess, contenders, for lack of a better word. Okay, yeah, because honestly, like, I'm a very happy woman. I'm very social. I'm very loving, open and feminine and confident. And I am very much the life of the party without having to be some girl gone wild. I'm very
mm-hmm.
just genuine.
Just
so I'm just, like, meeting nice people, but, like, nothing. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just, like, okay, like, I'm wondering about my surroundings, you know, things like that. I'm curious to see, like, what you're picking up for me is, like I said, lack of a better word, contenders. I just can't think of another word, you know, like.
Who's in the running? Okay. Well, you know,
what are you picking up on as far as, yeah, that's the only way I had to put it. I'm so sorry.
it's understandable, you know, and I think, like, what Mary said is, you know, is really the key, you know, is you, as long as you focus on, you know, your passion, what you do, you're going to find that particular person who fits. It's like a glove, a hand in a glove, you know what I mean? And, you know, going out and searching for it, looking for the contenders, you know, it's like it automatically creates a rating system. Oh, he's good, he's not. He's a possibility. He is no contender, you know, rather than living your life.
I do get it. I just kind of feel like, I really do believe, I understand what you're saying. And I've always gone in, I guess, to my scenarios to just meet all kinds of people. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, I'm not, like, it's just one of those things where I feel like I'm not connecting, but I'm connecting with people. You know what I mean?
Well,
I'm connecting with tons. I just feel like, oh,
okay.
am I just around this wrong people? I wonder that. I'm just trying to make sure I'm, because I can't just, like, stay home.
Lisa, you are
right.
Not missing anything. But by
okay,
tell
thank
you.
You.
The words that no one wants to hear is, it will happen when you least expect it. And everyone's like, how could that be? I'm always expecting it. I'm always thinking, is this the one? Could this be the day? I lived that life. I know that life. But I need to tell you that when you don't expect it at all, it there is. And there, and it's just amazing, and it's wonderful, and it's brilliant, and you are going to love it. But it will have to be when you least expect it, because that's just how these things work.
Mm.
And that's not a dodge. I can tell you. yeah, I mean, I met my husband in my kitchen. That's just, who knew? You know, it's just...
Yeah. Yep, you know, and we need
but
to go, Lisa,
me.
So...
Trust me,
yeah.
That path you have is a steady, beautiful path. I'm not seeing any major pitfalls or divots or ditches or cliffs. It's a beautiful, beautiful place you're walking, and you're in a wonderful, wonderful part of your life right now. So just really breathe deep, enjoy it, and just keep doing it, because really, you're just out of the clear blue sky. Out of the clear blue sky. I promise. This is how it works.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, I guess it's just lighten up on the, you know, wondering and expecting and, you know, because...
And it's hard.
You know,
but it just...
I feel like
I haven't been go-getter about it at all.
Yeah.
I just
socialize
generally. But then after a while, you're like, wow, I'm like... I don't feel like
when is it my turn? When is it my turn?
Not even, well, I don't know. I'm not really thinking my turn because it's funny. I don't compare myself to my friends.
Right.
I just feel like I wonder why I'm not connecting with someone. That's
because
really what the question was.
It could very well be the person isn't ready to be connected with you. You know, I've had this conversation with my husband any number of times. If I had met him even a year earlier, it wouldn't have worked at all. No way. You know, in fact, the first time he asked me to marry him, I said yes, and I felt nauseous. I said, never mind, I think I'm back. I can't marry you. I'm not ready. But he's a patient man, and, you know, he knew I was the right one. I just wasn't there yet. And when I arrived and surprised, there he was still, and good for us, you know. But it's easy to say from my part of it, or I'm already happily married to this wonderful man who loves me forever. But I can tell you that it was a long walk for me. Through a very dangerous wood and very creepy and very scary and very lonely. But, you know, I just kept moving. I kept saying, I know there's a pony here somewhere. All this crap. There's got to be a pony somewhere making it. I just kept looking for the pony. So I'm just telling you, the pony is out there. Just keep walking. Enjoy the time. You know, enjoy the freedom
too.
Of being who
you
are and how you are.
That's so funny.
Okay. Well, Lisa, thanks for calling. And I hope he shows up quick. Okay. You have a good night.
Thanks.
Well, Mary, thank you for your time today. It's been fun, as it always is. I really appreciate your time.
Well, I really enjoy our time, Robert, and I really think I should spend more time emailing you and laughing, because I do enjoy when we chat. We always do it because I'm lying on the air.
It's great when we do, and again, I want to thank you for your time. Everyone, do contact Mary afterwards and set up your private session with her and get that personal in-depth information, and you can contact Mary. I have her email address in the show page description, and you can also find information about her on her website, which is www.marybach.com, MaryBach.com. And besides reading, she also does lots of wonderful other things, too.
Yeah,
so
check
out
my
Etsy and explore
site.
Her website.
Yeah,
her Etsy site.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary. Well, Mary, until we meet again. Thank
Yay.
You. I appreciate it. All right, everybody.
Namaste.
Thank you for... Namaste. So everybody, thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate all your support. And until we meet again, cruise on.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to BiteRadio.me's Mystical Cruise Show. To become a friend or follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Byte Radio Me, or at our website, www.byteradio.me. That's BITERADIO.ME. Until we meet again, cruise on.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.